Ready? Carl, are we on? Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 13th Annual Leadership and Safety Awards. We are very pleased to be here as your colleagues on the City Council to help recognize both team efforts and individual efforts in safety. For me, this issue is not only a matter of the recognition is not only a matter of, I think, what it means to be a good commissioner in charge. It's also personal. I lost a grandfather to an on-the-job accident. He was a lineman for Montana Power. And so for me and my family, this is personal. And it is for a lot of families as part of the city workforce as well. So we're really excited to give you the recognition that you've earned and deserved. And we're going to start with the Office of Management and Finance. And if I could have Nurse Laura Herring come forward. No jumping. Hi.
Hi there.
Yay. Come on up. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Nurse Laura worked to expand and improve the city's annual flu shot program. Every fall, she coordinates and conducts numerous clinics throughout the city to dispense vaccination, and this year alone helped prepare 2,100 employees to safely weather the flu season. Moreover, also during the past year, Laura was instrumental in advocating that the shots be provided at no cost to city employees. Thank you for your dedication and hard work. And is it true that Commissioner Fish cried during his shot?
Absolutely not. No.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to say a word?
It's just a pleasure to be able to provide that kind of service to my fellow employees here at the city. Stay healthy. Thank you.
If I could have the OMF Safety Committee please come forward. Teresa Green, Carol Temper, Gary Baldwin, Lonnie Turner, John Tomlin, Paul Wallman, Doug Stickler, and Nicole Guilfoy. So the Office of Management and Finance recognizes their Safety Committee for its efforts and contributions to ensure a safe and healthy workplace. During the past year, the group developed bureau-specific safety inspection checklist, completed quarterly safety inspections, completed an online bureau-wide earthquake preparedness promotion, evaluated workplace injuries and illnesses, and attended the citywide safety committee conference. Thank you for your very, very good work. Appreciate it. Bob Oates, please come forward. Hi, Bob. So Bob is here on behalf of his co-members of the Bureau of Technology Services Safety Committee to receive the recognition of appreciation. The Bureau Safety Committee is a recent formation, an expansion of what was once just limited to the Communications Network Department Safety Committee. Over the past year, the group restructured the committee to represent employees throughout BTS and worked hard revising all the existing safety policies and programs to cover the entire Bureau. Thank you very much, Bob. All right. City Fleet would like to recognize Frank Hoffert and Rob Spears. You could come forward. Hi, gentlemen. Frank and Rob designed, fabricated, and installed bike safety guards on a variety of trucks in the Portland Department of Transportation Maintenance Operations, modeled after the rear trailer undercarriage protectors on semi-trailers to prevent rear-striking cars from being wedged under the trailer. These bike guards are affixed as a skirt along the right side of the truck between the front and rear wheels. In the event of a right-turn collision with a bicyclist, which sadly we've had some, the guard will help prevent the rider from being pulled under and wedged beneath the truck. We might have had some in the city of Portland, but never a city truck. And this will help ensure that never happens. Thank you very much. Steve Lieben. Steve Lieben, traffic crew leader, is being recognized for being a safety leader. Steve made it his responsibility to identify needed traffic markings and signage in the Bureau's work yard, obtained approval, and installed the markings and signage. His dedication and leadership has resulted in a much safer workplace when operating large service vehicles in the equipment and inventory yard. Thank you, Steve.
Congratulations.
This team's work was put to the test this year. If I could have Ken Bedell, Michelleine Washington, Peggy Patterson, Vernell Warren, Mike Cusilla, Ray Gawthorne, Richard Smith, Michael Williams Jr., Eldon Farlow, Corey Long, Glenn Svensson, and David Crabtree, please come forward. They are the Maintenance Operations Snow and Ice Training Team. Congratulations. Come on up. Hi, how are you? Congratulations.
Good job.
Good work. Good job. So this team is recognized for safety leadership today because of its exceptional training on working safely during snow, ice, and flood events. As a result, employees at the Bureau are prepared and knowledgeable about how to conduct safety operations during dangerous, adverse weather conditions. And we've had too many already, but I guess the forecast calls for the possibility of snow and ice next week, so I hope we're ready. I think we will be with your good work. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Could Keith Orr please come forward? The Maintenance Operations Safety Committee nominated Keith Orr, Traffic Electrical Supervisor, for safety management recognition because he has actively served on the committee for many years, distinguishing himself as a true safety champion. Maintenance Operations is very appreciative and wants to formally offer its thanks and gratitude for his caring and dedication, and so do we on the City Council. Congratulations, Keith.
Oh, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Smile. Daryl Warren? All right, Daryl. The Maintenance and Operations Safety Committee also nominated Daryl Warren for recognition as an unsung hero. Daryl is a utility worker one, but much more important than his job classification, Daryl demonstrates a quiet but constant commitment to making sure that our street maintenance system works safely. Daryl not only models commitment to employee safety, but also teaches others and kindly insists that the crews conduct themselves in a safe way. Thank you, Daryl, for keeping us all focused on going home safely to our families each night. Congratulations.
Good work.
Randy Johnson. In recognition of the Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2008 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: general liability, 8%, fleet liability, 28%, workers' compensation, 4%. On behalf of the Bureau, the Public Works Division, you are getting the Significant Loss Reduction Award. Congratulations very much, Randy.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank
you. All right. Would Mark Friedman, Patty Peterson, and Shelley Knezovich, I apologize. A recognition for the Portland Bureau of Transportation's Parking Enforcement Safety Committee for designing a safety suggestion form to solicit concerns and ideas from staff. A key feature of the new form is a section for recording management response and actions to better ensure follow-through. Updating safety kits for scooters and vehicles used by parking enforcement officers and abandoned auto staff. Arranging slips, trips, falls classes for the parking enforcement staff. Analyzing a variety of safety and ergonomic issues associated with using the scooters. Mark, Patty, and Shelley, you are getting the certificate of appreciation for the improvements you've made for the Parking Enforcement Division in terms of safety. Thank you very much.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Dan Saltzman, and our first recognition is for the Portland Police Bureau's Sworn Personnel Safety Committee. Officer Gary Manigian, Officer Kevin Frazier, Criminalist Joel Mann, Detective Pondra Parks, Officer Rick DeLon, Officer Andrew Edgecombe, Mike Palmer, Elise Warlin, and Laura Herring. Good to see you all. And as I said, this is in recognition of the Portland Police Bureau's Sworn Personnel Safety Committee for its continued efforts to ensure safety and health in the workplace and for officers out on the street. So please join me in expressing your appreciation to this Sworn Safety Committee. This next award, a recognition, is for a significant reduction in losses. Chief Sizer, I think, is going to accept this award on behalf of the Bureau. The Portland Police Bureau has achieved significant reduction of losses during the fiscal year 2008 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability is down 16%, workers' compensation down 14%. So congratulations, Chief. Keep up that good work. Now on to the Bureau of Environmental Services. The Construction and Design Safety Committee, Gary Hodge, Janet Strahl, Lori Allen, Scott Gibson, Julie Sewer, Dan Bangle, Neil Choate, Phil Choate, Blair Bean, Pat Darby, Stephen Hawkins, Rick McCoy, Joe Panis, and Teresa Waters. We are happy to recognize the Bureau of Environmental Services Construction and Design Safety Committee for their continued efforts to improve the Bureau's systems for managing construction safety. The committee has developed safety-related policies, contract language, and training recommendations in an effort to make the Bureau of Environmental Services construction projects safer places for citizens, contract workers, and city employees. Thank you all very much. The next recognition is the Bureau of Environmental Services Field Construction Safety Committee. Dan Bangle again, Veronica Ferguson, Jim Schiller, Dean Wendt, Terry Tice, Pat Nagel, and Scott McKenzie. This is in recognition for the Field Construction Safety Committee. This committee is focused on the hazards that inspectors and technicians face on construction sites. They have taken steps to reduce and control hazards in some of the most dangerous work locations in the city. Congratulations. Okay, This next recognition is for the Bureau of Environmental Services Material Testing Laboratory Safety Committee. Cynthia Triplett, Sherry DeFinius, Paul Schuberg, Neil Bruch, and Julie Sewer. This committee, the Bureau of Environmental Services Material Testing Laboratory Safety Committee, was formed this year to focus on specific hazards and concerns that Bureau employees face at the materials testing laboratory. The group was instrumental in addressing hazards at the laboratory and making it a safer place to work. Significant contributions to attaining the SHARP status in 2008, which I think we'll be talking about later, for construction field operations, and completing activities set forth by SHARP criteria. So, congratulations. The Bureau of Environmental Services Pollution Prevention Group Safety Committee, Mike Hauser, Jennifer Shackelford, Bethany Nabon, Chris Jackson, John McGregor, Paul Schuberg, Dan Van Meter, Randy Belston, Dallas Fowler, Chuck Lytle, and Brett Holstrom. And this is straightforward recognition of the BES Pollution Prevention Group Safety Committee, which I'm sure is doing good things throughout the entire Bureau. So thank you all. Okay, next is the wastewater group. And that includes Mike Scioli, Trantron, Mark Mitchell, Chris Bamford, Bob Browning, Heen Tron, Scott Norris, Paul Schuberg, Andrew Knight, Armin Coleman, David Remilliard, Cliff Meyer, Randy Tomsick, Jim Sanderson, Ron Lilienthal, and Steve Detherich. The wastewater group, major accomplishment, keeping meetings focused with task assignments completed at a month-to-month 75% rate. That's a great model that we should all aspire to, in spite of budgetary constraints. So good job at keeping meetings focused and task accomplished. Our next recognition is for the Bureau of Environmental Services East Side Tunnel Construction Combined Sewage Overflow Project Safety Committee, Tunnel Safety Committee. Pat Darby, Neil Choate, Paul Weishut, Gary Irwin, Melissa Deedy, Jerry Anderson, Mike Lombardi, and Tom Corey. This recognition, as I said, recognizes the joint efforts of the East Side Combined Sewage Overflow Tunnel Project Safety Committee, which is comprised of employees from the City of Portland, Kiewit, Bilfinger, and Berger, our prime contractor, our major contractor, and the SAFE Corporation. Some of the committee's accomplishments last year include achieving an OSHA recordable incident rate of 2.83 per 100 workers, as compared to 6.9 rate for most all other employees doing heavy engineering construction in the state. A severity rate of 57 cents per $100 of payroll, as compared to the state average of $7.74 for all contractors doing similar work. Only current construction project in Oregon to be recognized in OSHA's Elite Volunteer Protection Program, and the first city project to report safety statistics to a Citizens Oversight Committee. Congratulations for keeping us safe. Keeping us safe. Okay, Scott Gibson. Want to come back up? I think he's been up. There he is. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Scott Gibson for his safety management efforts. As the principal engineer for the Design Services Group, Scott has made a strong commitment to the overall safety program of BES Engineering Services. He has served as an active member on three of the Bureau's safety committees, made safety a focus for his staff, and has taken steps to develop and incorporate new safety standards into contract documents for several Bureau projects. We thank Scott for the efforts he has made to significant improvements to our safety program.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, this is our Unsung Hero Award, Scott McKenzie. Scott here. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Scott McKenzie as an unsung hero for his efforts to make safety a priority on the projects that he works on. As an inspector, he works closely with contractors and teams to ensure worker and public safety. For instance, early one morning before work started, Scott drove by a job site and noticed a shopping cart near a large excavator. Rather than dismiss the cart's presence, he informed the contractor's crew and urged them to inspect in the area. They discovered a citizen hidden asleep beneath the excavator's track mechanism. Had the citizen not been found, he may have been crushed when the excavator was started. It's a great example of a dedicated employee. Thanks. And Neil Choate, come on back up. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Neil Choate for his safety leadership efforts. Neil has provided safety leadership for BES since 1995, working first as an inspector and advancing to the position of inspection supervisor, where he ensures the safety of 23 city construction inspectors who report to him. Neil has served on several Bureau safety committees and chaired Design and Construction's Safety Committee for 3 years. He has helped develop safety language for contract specifications and Bureau policies. Most notable, since he became the supervisor in 2001, the inspection group has not had a lost time accident. Neil's leadership has played a large part in accomplishing this excellent record.
Great work, Neil.
Randy Belston. Randy? Okay. The Bureau of Environmental Services recognizes Randy Belston for his safety leadership. As a member of the Water Pollution Control Lab's Safety Committee, Randy has presented a pre-job planning presentation for the Bureau at the city's annual Safety Committee conference, conducted topside confined space rescue training and coordinating with the Fire Bureau rescue personnel, performed textbook-perfect hazard analysis and traffic control planning with his crew, conducted well-executed confined space entries, which is sometimes performed over a dozen times daily. Simply put, Randy's attention to detail, especially in potentially hazardous tasks, is exemplary and much valued. Thank you. And then Dean Marriott, the Bureau Director, is going to accept this award. This is for a significant reduction in losses. This is in recognition of BES for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2008 against an average for the three previous fiscal years in the following category. Fleet liability has been reduced by 40%. So here to receive this award is the Bureau's Director, Dean Marriott. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Fritz, and this morning, the end of this morning's council meeting, which went quite long, Commissioner Leonard said to Mayor Adams that he was unable to be here this afternoon due to an unforeseen circumstance. If I had had more than 6 weeks' experience as a politician, I might have said something like, I know how much you care about your bureaus and you must be very disappointed. Instead, I said, oh, good, can I give out your awards? Because we don't, as citizens or as elected officials, often have this opportunity to thank you for all the work that you do, and especially for the safe work that you do. And as a nurse for 27 years, I know that safety is intentional. It doesn't just happen. And so I'm very pleased to be able to help give out the awards to the Bureau of Development Services. So first, the Bureau recognizes Denise Klein for her safety leadership. Denise is a key champion and support for safety and wellness in the Bureau. Her efforts this past year include overseeing the 4th Avenue Crosswalk Project to ensure employees and citizens safe access to the building, initiating the new safety incentive program, and promoting and supporting the September Employee Preparedness Month activities. Thank you, Denise, for your commitment to our safety. Bureau of Development Services recognizes Shukira Quaresh. Oh, I knew I was going to get this wrong. Quaresh. Is that close? Not even. So that I don't say it more than once. So tell me how to say it.
Hi, Shukria Quaresh here.
Yeah. That's all that really needs to be said, right? Shukira is diligent and proactive about scheduling inspections and ensuring follow through for any identified safety issues, promoting and administering the Safety Incentive Award Program, doing research and logistical follow-up for Safety Committee action items and employee safety suggestions, keeping all our driving employees current on their defensive driving classes, and performing her work with creativity, energy, enthusiasm, and total commitment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In the category of significant reduction in losses, the Bureau of Development Services is recognizing Director Paul Scarlett for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2008 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following category: fleet liability, 50% reduction. Thank you so much, Paul. And then we have the Bureau of Development Services Safety Committee for its work during 2008. That's Kathy Saunders, Jim Nix, Kylan Hammond, Ricky Thomas, Adrian Edwards, Shukira Quaresh, closer, Mike Liefeld, Jamal Folsom, Ruth Schreiber, and Denise Klein. And this is for the work during 2008 to improve and advance employee safety. Highlights of its activities include coordinating training such as verbal judo, health and fitness and emergency preparedness, providing employees with flu shots and blood screenings, and completing the Safe Pedestrian Crosswalk Project at the 1900 building. Thank you, team. Bundle. This is for the Interstate Safety Committee, the Bull Run Safety Committee, and the Portland Building Safety Committee. So this is for the Water Bureau, the three safety committees in the Water Bureau. So if I could have everyone come up as I say your name. For the Interstate Safety Committee, Jim Anderson, Jason Gaynor, Andrew Heinz, Randy Lauer, John Robson, Mark Benke, Larry Griffiths, Michael Houston, Tim McGuire, Charles Smith, Bill Dyer, Jeff Gard, Randy Kane, Mike Pop, Chris Wenner, Eric Fallon, Russ Halverson, Dave Kendall, and Bill Preston. Here they come. I think we'll do that set first. So this is all for the work of the whole committee in ensuring a safe and healthy workplace. And then we have the Bull Run Safety Committee, which is Tim Grandall, Andrew Degner, Alan Boshi, Jeff Gard, Bruce Bullock, Robert Alter, Josh Jeffrey, Scott Bryan, Craig McMillan, Rich Seawright, Steve Schenck, Randy Kane, and Rick Ellert, thank you. And this, again, is in recognition for their ongoing safety committee. And finally, the Portland Building Safety Committee, again of the Water Bureau, Terry Wentz, Gary Egan, Jeff Gard, Mark Boyko, Mark Seberg, Kate Leatherbarrow, Eric Eric Hofeld, Chuck Bayukas, and Chris Herzog. This is the Portland Building Safety Committee. Somebody just told me that I got their last name right. It's maybe, I don't know how many out of I've said so far, but very encouraging. We have Derek Johnson. Derek is a water operations crew leader at the Water Bureau. He takes the lead in the field each and every day to make sure he and his crew have what they need to complete their assigned work in a safe work environment. He assures that his crew is aware about necessary preparations for daily jobs and that they understand the potential hazards they may encounter. He makes sure to prepare his job sites for all aspects of the work to be performed. Some of the things he does to create a safe work site include laying out a well-structured traffic control plan, assuring that locates has identified underground infrastructure before digging, using personal protective gear, ensuring excavations appropriately as needed. Derek has well demonstrated the qualities of a good leader who takes safety to heart. Thank you for all you do.
Actually, Derek's not here. He appreciates it. Thank you.
So Derek is off working hard, as so many of our employees do all the time. Would Jody Berlin please come to the front to accept the Lifesaver recognition? On behalf of the Water Bureau's Headwork Operations, Sandy River Station, Security Group, the Emergency Management Team, and Briggy Thomas. This is long, but it's worth hearing. The Water Bureau's education program takes great care to be prepared to respond to any first aid event that occurs in the isolated Bull Run watershed. Its remote location offers numerous challenges for emergency response. There is limited communication, multiple secured areas, and difficult terrain. Many resources have been invested to make plans and provide resources that Water Bureau hopes never to use. This past summer, there was a sudden medical emergency that put the Bureau's emergency action plan to the test. A participant of the Bureau's Watershed Touring Program suffered severe heart problems. Jody Berlin, the Bureau's educator who was guiding the tour, and Lauren Holguay, the bus driver, acted quickly to assess the situation, calm the patient and other participants, and travel quickly to find better radio communication, finally arriving at Bear Creek House where they accessed a phone line. Upon hearing the radio communications, Headwork's employees Tom Zimmerman and Todd Evers obtained an automatic electronic defibrillator and rushed to Bear Creek House, where they quickly rendered additional aid to the victim. Sandy River Station employees, who by experience are highly skilled at translating even the spottiest of radio calls, quickly dispatched emergency services and timely arrived at the locked entrance in order to admit emergency medical personnel from the City of Sandy Fire and Rescue. Sandy Fire and Rescue arrived in impressive time, and the patient was under professional medical care in less than 45 minutes. Everyone acted quickly and calmly, demonstrating the kind of teamwork and resourcefulness that makes all Bureau employees proud to be part of Portland Water. Would Marty Fairbrother, Josh Jeffrey, and Dave Reynolds please come forward for another Lifesaver recognition? Yeah, give him a hand. A crew from the Natural Resources Conservation Service was on its way to the Blazed Alder Snowtell site on Friday, February 22nd, 2008, when their snowcat ran out of gas. County Sheriff requested the Water Bureau's assistance in the rescue operation because they knew that the Bureau had a snowcat and the Bureau's employees were well acquainted with the watershed environment. While Josh, who maintains watershed security, acted as the main communications resource for the rescue, Marty and Dave braved the elements in the Bureau's snowcat to deliver fuel, and by the following morning safely escorted the stranded crew out of the watershed. Portland Water Bureau is pleased to honor employees who go above the call of duty to respond to those in need. Would the following people please come forward? Peter Nierengarten, Tim Hall, David Schaff, Colin English, Jason Gaynor, Eric Fulan, Carla Ralston, Sarah Meyer, Bill Dyer, and Scott Bradway. These employees represent diverse work groups and have for 2 years now endeavored to increase traffic interaction safety awareness to all roadway users, particularly bicycles and commercial service vehicles. Last September, they staged an event during afternoon rush hour at the Memorial Coliseum parking lot, focusing primarily on and marketed to bicycle commuters. The group gave out flyers, a Bureau-published DVD on traffic safety, and invited participants to sit in its commercial service trucks so that they could see for themselves the many blind spots the drivers must cope with. The event was an unqualified success drawing many participants. We thank this group and, for that matter, all of our many other employee volunteers that helped on other bike safety projects for their commitment to make our community safe. Now we have the Unsung Hero Award. The Bureau is proud to recognize Bill Dyer as an unsung hero. Bill, come back up. Bill has served on the Interstate Safety Committee for 4 years and on many ad hoc and standing safety committees, subcommittees. He is a strong and positive advocate for his coworkers' safety and well-being in field operations. Whenever we call for help and volunteers, Bill is the first to step up and pitch in. We are proud of Bill's unrelenting unwillingness to compromise anyone's health and safety. Thank you, Bill. And the Water Bureau is pleased to recognize Bruce Bullock as another of the Bureau's unsung heroes. Bruce serves on the Bull Run Safety Committee and has invested much of his time and effort in making the carpenter shop at Sandy River Station a safe workplace. He upgraded the facility's personal protective equipment and championed the purchase of a new saw with sensor technology that triggers a sudden blade stop if it detects flesh. Good! I'm a psych nurse. I don't like that kind of talk. Bruce keeps a fresh eye on Bureau work practices and has been vigilant, identifying and correcting practices that may be unsafe. Thank you, Bruce. And the Bureau's final unsung hero is Rick Ehlert. That's not right. Rick, tell me how to say your last name. Ehlert, thank you very much. Rick Ehlert is a member of the Bull Run Safety Committee. Rick works with large volumes of caustic soda and aqueous ammonia. He is diligent when ensuring that proper personal protective equipment is worn by himself and the delivery truck driver during transfer operations. Rick has color-coded and labeled chemical offloading pipes and valves to ensure that there is no confusion and that the proper chemical gets into the proper tank. Rick also performs lab analysis, which exposes him to the risk of coming in contact with lab reagents. Here again, Rick demonstrates his commitment to safety by ensuring that safe testing procedures are followed and that proper personal protective equipment is worn while performing the analytical tests. Good job, Rick. And the final award for the Water Bureau is the significant reduction in losses, which Work Group Director Kelly Mulholland will accept. And this is in recognition of the Portland Water Bureau for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2008 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: general liability, 18%, fleet liability, 8%, and workers' compensation, 7%. This is excellent. Thank you. And I'm now the council's liaison to the employee wellness program, so I encourage you all to take a part in those programs. And thank you again for all of your work.
Hello, I'm Nick Fish, and I have the great privilege of serving as the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation and as our Housing Commissioner. And I'm not quite sure why my stack is so much smaller than everyone else's. But I'm pleased to recognize some folks from Portland Parks and Rec. Would you please come forward? Greg Hawley, Paul LaCroix, Vicki Burwell, Adam Fisher, Mark Matos, Earl Straley, Don Mattaggart, Pam Douglas, Bart Christensen, Gary Johnson, Vince Moore, Barbara Uggen, Tom Henn, Peter Anthony, Lance Condre, Linda Johnson, Paul Radmaker, PJ McGuire, Doug Brenner, Dan Doak, Sean Lindsay, and Alex Salazar. Portland Parks and Recreation is pleased to recognize the Operations Safety Committee for developing a safety training checklist for our seasonal maintenance workers. Thank you all. So with the following seven people, please come forward. Kevin Matthias, Jenny Burt, Nancy Roth, Barbara Uggen, Cheryl Juber, Nanette Nelson Furman, and Lori Higgins. In recognition of the Bureau's Recreation Safety Committee for its work promoting and enhancing both occupational safety as well as safety for the citizens who visit and or use our facilities. Thank you very much. This award is for what we call creative solutions. In recognition of, would Abby McFarlane, Susan Meamber, Nancy Roth, Adam McGowan, Sue Cox, and Lisa Osterberg please come forward?
Okay. None of them are here today. They're all out at our East Portland pool. We're having a senior opening today. So East Portland Pool opens on Tuesday the 17th, 106 in Main. Come on, see us.
I think I'm going to be there. If you'll accept it for them, and here's the recognition. In recognition of East Portland Community Center's pool project for integrating ergonomics into the design of the offices for the new swimming pool, PP&R staff, including the project manager, aquatics, and community center leadership, work together to integrate height-adjustable workstations instead of fixed height counters in the office. The new adjustable workstations, allow for easy and ready application of workstation ergonomics for seated workers by the mere turn of a crank handle. This far-sighted feature improves employee comfort and productivity while greatly reducing operational costs involved in adjusting the equipment to the users. Now, there's a tongue twister. Let's have in absentia a round of applause for the whole team. And finally, it's my honor to award, is Ari Santner here? Director Santner? Thank you. Zari, this is the Significant Reduction in Losses Award in recognition of Portland Parks and Recreation for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2008 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: general liability, 33%, fleet liability, 38%. Now, those are great numbers. Congratulations. Thank you, and it's my honor to turn it over to Commissioner Saltzman.
So I bet everybody in this room can identify with this. You walk into a meeting like this, you get an agenda for the meeting, and then you look and see under special addresses that you're giving a special address. Like, oh. But never fear, because Tracy and Lonnie, who organize these awards, do such a great job that I have it right here. So I just want to take a second to just thank Tracy and Lonnie for all their hard work and recognizing all of you. So thank you very much. On behalf of the Bureau of Environmental Services Design and Construction Division, would Dean Marriott and Neil Choate step forward to receive our next recognition? Neil? Dean? Today, my fellow council members and I are honored to recognize the Bureau of Environmental Services Design and Construction Division for attaining one of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's most prestigious certifications in its Safety and Health Achievement Recognition Program, also known as SHARP. Unfortunately, Oregon's OSHA Administrator, Michael Wood, and OSHA's SHARP Program Manager, Mark Herleman, are unable to join us today, but they extend their congratulations. To achieve SHARP status, the Bureau demonstrated exceptional safety and health programs, not only in scope, but in application and organizational culture. Few employers in Oregon have achieved SHARP status, and fewer still are the number of public entities that have achieved this level of safety competency. In fact, about 6 years ago, the Bureau's wastewater treatment plant was the first SHARP certified group in the city of Portland. So we thank the Bureau for leading the city as a world-class safety organization. Thank you. Thank you.
Out of order? Okay. Well, we're having a special recognition for Safety Leadership Award to an individual who will be retiring, he says, in June after a long tenure of service to the city of Portland. Could I have Tom Feely please come forward? Where are you, Tom? Maybe he's already retired. Okay. Everybody else surprised when he gets in, right? Just kidding. Yeah. There he is. Tom Feely is the senior manager of the OMF Business Operations Division. And as I mentioned, you're determined to retire in June.
July 1st.
30 years.
We're honoring him today, recognizing his safety leadership in a variety of areas. He was instrumental behind getting the flu vaccinations into the city of Portland. And he is key to the work behind the wellness program for all city employees, and his efforts in OMF at the loss control and safety programs have been instrumental. So we wanted to recognize you before you retire for your great leadership in the area of making the city safer. Thank you, Tom, very much.
Thank you.
All right, the coveted coats. This is nice. Michael Messner? Meissner?
Meissner.
Michael, on-call technician supporting the city's Office of Management and Finance, Bureau of Technology Services, Public Safety Radio System. You've been working at this job for almost 10 years, I understand, and you have maintained an accident and citation-free driving record for this entire period. Amazing. I can't say that. Your work involves a lot of driving at all hours of the day and in all conditions. You're on call at times 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including remote radio sites, sometimes in areas of high altitude in the city. Your driving requires you to go, as I understand, on undeveloped roads at times, back road conditions, and you also serve as a volunteer reserve police officer for the Gresham Police Department, responding to public safety emergencies with an equal outstanding driving record. Congratulations, you got a special coat.
Thank you, sir.
The next coveted coat is Russ Kreis. Russ is a Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations. He is the Safe Driver of the Year for PBOT, a construction equipment operator who has worked with maintenance operations for 16 years. He has the utmost respect among his peers for his work ethic and work safety, and has served as a formal and informal mentor to employees and continues to be one of the most sought-after instructors in our commercial driver's license training program. Thank you for everything. Congratulations, Russ. And the last coat is Josh Kraut here. Thank you, Josh. Parking Enforcement is pleased to recognize Josh as the top safe driver during 2008. Josh has been a utility worker too in the division for nearly 4 years. His job is to install and remove all reserved on-street parking in the metered areas of Portland. So you do a lot of stopping and starting. You're out in traffic a lot. Josh's entire day is spent driving the most congested parts of downtown. His work is mentally and physically demanding and takes place in the most challenging of situations. Josh's safety record is excellent and a model to all. Congratulations, Josh, on a new coat.
Less stressful because if I drop this, it won't break. So I get to give out coveted coats too. Kurt French has been employed by the Bureau of Development Services since October of 1987. In 1987, Kurt was initially hired as a temporary worker to process summer auto tows for the abandoned auto program. Since then, Kurt grew his career with the city by working as a multifamily dwelling inspector, later as a dangerous buildings and fire damage inspector, and finally in 2002, earning a promotion to an inspector that performs a combination of building types. Kurt's field works involves extensive and demanding travel all throughout around the city, making multiple stops at job sites through the course of an average workday. Many thanks to Kurt for his contributions to the city and for the care that he has shown the citizens of Portland through his excellent safe driving record. Nice. The Portland Water Bureau is pleased to recognize Terry Mendoza as its top safe driver of 2008. Terry has served the Water Bureau for 21 years, and his assignments place him behind the wheel for most of his workday. He has driven a variety of different vehicles, from both a large service trucks to small pickups, and is known for being a highly cautious, responsible driver. He will often set up traffic control at job sites so that his vehicle is protected from traffic flow and he can safely perform his duties. Terry averages about 40 miles of inner city driving each day, with total career having driven in excess of 175,000 miles. He has done this without any accidents or moving violations. Terry, we thank you for the extra efforts that you take to ensure driver safety. The pride in your work is evident and much appreciated. Gary Fairchild is a 27-year veteran firefighter of Portland Fire and Rescue who has spent much of his career working at some of the busiest stations in the city. When assigned to Station 29 in 2004, firefighter Fairchild assumed the voluntary position of permanent driver for the station's A shift. Firefighter Fairchild's preparations for safe vehicle operation starts with a daily check of the apparatus. Behind the wheel of his 35,000-pound emergency vehicle, he conducts himself calmly, remaining responsive to directions and instruction. He diligently practices defensive driving and is thoroughly knowledgeable of his assigned district. Arriving on site, he always positions the apparatus to ensure maximum protection of his company while also achieving the best usage potential of the apparatus. Congratulations.
Paul Jensen has worked for the Portland Police Bureau for over 24 and a half years. During this time, he has worked at precincts throughout the city and is presently assigned to Southeast Precinct, where he works the night shift. Paul has worked patrol for his entire career. He has responded to thousands of emergency calls without ever being involved in a preventable collision. But his exemplary record is not a surprise to those who know him. Paul has distinguished himself in numerous ways, including being awarded the Meritorious Service Medal with Valor, a Life-Saving Medal, and a Unit Commendation Medal. So congratulations to Officer Paul Jensen, 2009 recipient of the Police Bureau's Safe Driver Award. Jim Sanderson was selected by the Bureau of Environmental Services as its top safe driver because of his safe operation of the sludge tanker truck. As our backup CDL operator for this vehicle, Jim exhibits courtesy and safety on the road and continues to be an active safe member of the Wastewater Group Safety Committee. He is a conscientious individual, demonstrates active caring for his fellow employees, and maintains an excellent safety record.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Come on, let's get friendly.